I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is facing narco-terrorism charges in the U.S. after a targeted military strike led to his capture on January 3rd. Maduro's socialist policies in Venezuela led to hyperinflation, food shortages, drug trafficking, and gang violence. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministries shares from a Christian contact in Venezuela.
He says, no Venezuelan wants chaos, but what they do celebrate is a ray of hope after decades of darkness. He says the deepest suffering now is physical. Hyperinflation, it's crushed salaries to about 130 bolivars, which is about 40 cents. Food prices rise daily. Families often eat only once a day in tiny, poor quality portions.
Pray Christ's peace over Venezuela. And even in the most desolate places and hardest circumstances, God knows each person and cares deeply. That's the message Mission Aviation Fellowship brings through its planes. President David Holston says 2025 marked MAF's 80th anniversary, and it was a fruitful one.
Just from a statistical standpoint, our airplanes were able to serve people in about 12 different countries.
They also flew up to 50,000 passengers.
These are hard-to-reach places that we fly to. There could be war and unrest.
Their flights delivered medical aid, Bibles, and evacuation support, but tragedy struck in Indonesia. A remote area Christian teacher was attacked and died during an air evacuation, leaving the team grieving. The tragedy underscored how vital the gospel is and why their work must continue. Pray that God would provide the people, resources, and permissions to keep the work moving. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer. We'll be right back.